Sometimes I pray, tell me how to make you stay. And you're always going to be the one for me. The will be fine today. Have a drink for the altar. Perfect time to say, you are my happiness. And you always going to be the one for me. There are times when the train's just a thing have you seen. It's too much for a little time of faith. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasuami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Sejatiku hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak 1 juta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. takkan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Raisa Anggiani. Raisa Anggiani, who was born in Jakarta February 21, 2004, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Although only 20 years old, she has successfully won a number of prestigious awards. One of her achievements was when she became the ambassador for Spotify's global campaign Equal and had her photo displayed in New York Times Square, United States of America. Not only that, Raisa Anggiani songs are often included in the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Awards and have become soundtracks for several films. Recently, she released her latest song titled Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama or Love Song for Mama, which will also be the soundtrack for the film with the same title. Just like the title, the song is an expression of a child's love for mother. The lyrics contain praise for the irreplaceable love and affection of a mother. The song was created by the Indonesian well-known composer and maestro Andi Rianto, together with Raisa herself. In writing it, Peter Taslim, the brother of Indonesian popular actor Joe Taslim, who is also the executive producer of the film Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama, also took part. Well, listener, here is Raisa Anggiani with the song Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama. Happy listening.
Bagaikan bulan menyinari malam, cahayanya tenangkan hatiku. Bagai mentari memelukku yang lembut dengan terangmu. Hanya satu yang pandai untuk memeluk hangat. Sebut kau mama, mama tak kenal lelah menjagaku di dalam doamu. Engkau besar cintamu.
Well, listener, I think it's time for me to give you our special interview about World Cancer Day. So make sure you stay tuned at www.inus.id and also RRE Digital. Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
and also the community with advocacy forum of breast cancer Indonesia, a special for breast cancer. But the inside of the community itself, we have like cancer care, like doing for cancer, patient cancer treatment.
But, yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they do like a palliative thing. So it's not only breast cancer, but also child cancer. And then we gather to apa?
You begin to embrace other kinds of cancers experience, yeah, that has the same experience, like lung cancer or leukemia. No.
In this forum advocacy, we only have like child cancer, and then the palliative and breast cancer also, especially because breast cancer is now number one killer in Indonesia for women. Yeah. So for women cancer, so that's why we really want to do like a cancer plan for helping government to reduce the cancer rate.
The stigma.
Advanced, yeah.
Okay, so that's to reducing the stigma. I already want to ask you that, but you already answered that one. Okay, and the steps are definitely already clear, doctor, right? And what exactly your hopes in the future? Because right now, I think the Indonesian Ministry of Health Affairs are actually doing so many things, especially for cancers treatment.
Yes. Well, thank you. I think that Mr. Jay already answered everything. Well, my hope is that we will get at the one point that we will reach the no longer the cancer influenced by stigma, by social status, by geography or economic location. All people can access the cancer, the diagnostic and treatment for everybody. And also, what I hope is, I think now is the time to know the unmet needs of the patient. What are exactly they need? We already faced the 3 years of post-care gap, the cancer, what has it been in the past 3 years, right? And now this year can begin with United by UNIT. It means that everyone has its own proposal on treatment, on finding the treatment for themselves and the family and the caregiver. I think we have to provide them with a clear-cut question, clear-cut what exactly they need. And by that time, we can do some steps to elaborate. And also my appraise is for every non-profit organization like Love Pink and else, they can provide impact for the patient. They can influence patients or people to raise the awareness of cancer, because we cannot do the fight the cancer alone. I think it's very important to like proper social media to raise awareness of cancer. And please just give them very, very correct information about cancer and not just them. I think that's my hope.
Thank you.
Cancer.
Thank you, doctor. And what exactly is the survival hopes in the future so they can have a better treatment, especially in promoting, as the doctor says, did you also do some promotion and also campaign to survival to the patient, yes, who has early detections to have an early detection cancer earlier? You already did that. And where did they have to go to? What kinds of hospitals did they have to go? Is it so clear and all the information is really clear from you? Or how do you exactly know if they are affected?
Okay, first of all, about the support, what Love Pink did actually we do preventive by USG.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage them to come to the hospital, and we also have a breast fan that we come to your place. So you will not, sometimes they are afraid to come to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why one of our program that I said, it's Gerakan 10,000 USG gratis, or free breast check. And then we come to your place, and then we have the radio loop also, doc, and the van itself have a ultrasound.
Oh.
And then they can check there if there's the result that have to be continued to the next treatment. Usually we will tell them. We don't have patient navigation yet.
Okay.
But then there is some community that help them to do that. But you just tell them, okay, you have to come to here, and if you don't have the insurance, national health, then you have to plan to do that first, because yeah, we know that it's not easy, yeah. And then once you go to the treatment, you have to do it until finish. Don't stop in the middle, because that's going to be worse. Yeah. No, once you do the treatment, you have to totally. And then we also have, it's not only education about how important the early detection is, but we also have a moral support for them that, yeah, continue with the stigma itself.
Okay.
That it can be cured. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then with the, and then with the development of the technology, that now as we know, we already have like mammograms, 3D.
No. Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so it's not really painful. And then even for the radiation itself, we also have the technology that not make your skin
wrinkled or
peeled, like become less in here.
Less
painful.
Oh, okay, less painful and less effect maybe.
And less. Usually, you break the skin.
Yes, yes.
That's less that. And then
the side effects.
Yeah. And also for the oral, doctor. Yeah. So we have an oral chemo also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the technology that we already have here in Indonesia. But of course, we are the survival. We hope like improving healthcare facility throughout Indonesia, like Dr. Hainun also mentioned, it's very important that government plans to improve the facility by giving some equipment to help diagnosis on cancer, such as mammo, CT scan, and PET scan. That's also good, yeah. They already plan it. And then developing health technology through AI, that's what the minister mentioned, and increasing access of treatment more affordable.
Okay. Well, ladies, it's been a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you about the new insight about cancer treatment technology that we have right now here in Indonesia to treat cancer itself. But I think it's time for us to go right now to say goodbye. Maybe next time we'll see you again in another and wonderful great. And definitely, of course, any kinds of disease that you have, love from and also support from your family is the most important thing, because you can beat anything with love, just like what one of Indonesian Project Pop was told you about. Beat with love or kalahkan dengan cinta. I'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all. Baby, oh, lihatlah dirimu seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu.
pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Oh, iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up. Begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up.
Asian stocks dive as Trump tariffs trigger trade war fears. Indonesia's Nusantara development to continue until 2029. Here's the complete detail. Asian stocks tank and the dollar surge on Monday after Donald Trump signed off huge tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico and warned the European Union would be hit pretty soon. Less than 2 weeks after moving back into the White House, the U.S. president on Saturday made good on warnings that he would resume his hardball tactics, sparking fears of trade wars that could hammer the global economy. The move will see 25% levies on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% duties on Chinese goods. President Prabowo Subianto has confirmed that the development of Nusantara Indonesia's new capital in East Kalimantan will continue until 2029. This was stated by Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, popularly known as AHY, following a meeting with Prabowo in Jakarta on Monday. That was the news.
mengalir ke darat membuatku terpaku. Unik senyummu dihiasi lesung pipimu, menambahkan asmara saat kemanapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku tiap minggu. Aku tak peduli berapa lama ku menunggumu, rindu teguh setia di setiap waktu.